everyone, and welcome to this episode of Eric's Guide to Ancient Egypt. Today we're going to be doing a quick bonus episode. It's actually not even really an episode, it's just a movie review. I'm going to be reviewing Gods of Egypt, which is something a lot of people have actually asked me about on Facebook and Twitter, wanting to know what an Egyptologist thought of this movie. And I have to be honest with you, I actually found it to be enjoyable. It was one of those movies that was so bad, it became good. At least for me. When it comes to the casting, I don't want to get into that too much, just because I feel most of the things I've seen have already focused on that. So, we all know the ancient Egyptians weren't white. Obviously, the casting is not a reflection of who those people would have been. Whether or not you want to argue that this movie goes for realism, which, I mean, clearly we're dealing with a movie about mythological gods, so I don't really think you can make that argument, but I didn't want to get into that too much. So for me, the movie was actually enjoyable on a couple levels. First, it was just completely, you know, gaudy, over-the-top, bright visual imagery. But a lot of it I quite enjoyed. There's a scene where Nephthys is folding her wings over Osiris to protect him. The images of the solar bark in Re, the images of Apophis. I mean, many of these things, it was just very wonderful to see them imagined on the screen this way. I quite liked that and enjoyed that aspect of it. I also should say that I'm a little bit biased because anything that kind of brings attention to ancient Egypt, I think is a good thing. So for me, That's really where I was at. I enjoyed it. It's not something I would necessarily say you have to run out and see, but it was something I enjoyed. And most of the Egyptologists I know who've seen it actually felt a bit the same. And in fact, I'd be really interested to see what you folks thought of it, because one of the most interesting things about it that I've had a couple conversations with other Egyptologists about is we all said we waited and stayed in the movie theater because we wanted to see who their consultant was. And no one's listed in the credits. So we don't know who has consulted, but clearly whoever did the research did some research. There are some very interesting, deep kind of pockets of Egyptological knowledge where it's not as though somebody just made up this whole movie and went. There's allusions to certain things and references that you would only get if you had some sort of Egyptological background. So for instance, those of you who've listened to the podcast on Horus and Seth, you know that Lettuce plays a role there, and there's actually a scene where Thoth is debating what the nature of Lettuce is. It has nothing to do with the storyline, but that's very clearly a reference to somebody who knows at least the myth of Horus and Seth. One of the things we see is, you know, the title Hathor of the West, which is not something that, again, is very common. And there's lots of little things like that sprinkled throughout the movie where somebody had clearly done some research. So for me, it's a type of thing. I don't think you can probably find it in theaters anymore. It was out maybe a week, but I would say picking it up on Redbox for, you know, $2-3 or renting it or watching it when it comes on TV. Again, I thought it was fun. I don't know actually how well it will play. If somebody doesn't have an interest in ancient Egypt, they probably wouldn't enjoy it at all. So that's it. Just a quick movie review. Maybe if those of you who were thinking about seeing it may want to see it over the weekend, if you can find it. I don't know if it's out for rental yet. I think I saw it about a month ago in the theater. So anyways, that's it for this time. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to this episode of Eric's Guide to Ancient Egypt. I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to the podcast. If you like the podcast, please subscribe to it and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever format you listen to it on if they allow that. If you have any questions or any feedback you'd like answered on the podcast, please, you can feel free to get in contact with me on ericsguidetoancientegypt.com. Or also through our Facebook page, Eric's Guide to Ancient Egypt, or on Twitter at Eric's Egypt. I also have an audience survey on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so if you'd like to give me any suggestions or feedback there, please feel free.
and thanks for listening.